So we're going to make some, I'm going to make some, we've got some statements, and then Sally's going to respond to some of those, and let's do that together, shall we? So, Sally, do you receive Sophie and Harrison today with gratitude as God's gift to you and your family?
I do.
And I know that you want to commit bringing up of Sophie and Harrison in a stable environment within the community of the Christian faith, the church. Is that right?
I will.
And do you commit to being a parent of personal faith, recognizing your children are going to grow up following God's model as they observe what they see in you?
I do.
And finally, do you commit to lead a faith-filled home that honors God in all your relationships and all your choices, making spiritually growing your family?
I will.
That's fantastic. Okay, and then as part of that, we've got a quick question for church. It's really important that we recognize that family is wider than just the family unit that we see here this morning. So this is a question for anyone who considers themselves part of Ashwood Church this morning. We make this declaration. So Ashwood Church, I'm going to ask you, will you love, support, care, and pray for this family and create a godly environment in which they can flourish, prosper, and grow? Wow, that was resounding, wasn't it? It's good. Okay, and this morning we know that there's a group of family and friends who are with Martin and Sally who are here this morning, and it's great to have you with us. I hope you feel really welcome. I wonder if you are either family or friends, whether you'd like to stand right now. We're gonna pray something together, and if you want to, you're welcome to join in with this. Of course, there's no pressure, and I know that there are other family and friends as well who are part of church. There's some people who are particularly connected with Sally. So if you want to stand up as well, if you say that you would recognise yourself as perhaps, I know there's members of Sally's life group here this morning. Okay, so we're going to pray this together. If you want to join in with this, then please do, and you're welcome to say amen, and we'll agree together at the end. So let's read this together. Father God, we as family and friends of Sally and Martin commit ourselves with your help to support and encourage them as Harrison and Sophie grow up, to be the best example and influence that we can be, and to help Sally and Martin provide a healthy and wholesome family environment. And to that end, we ask for your help. Amen. Fantastic. And now we're going to pray a prayer, the whole of the church together. So if you are part of Ashwood Church, then why don't we stand as well, join in with this. Again, there's absolutely no pressure. But this is a prayer that we have prayed before and we believe is really important. So we're going to pray that all together right now. So let's say those words. Father God, as a community of your people, to whom Sally and with Martin's support have committed themselves, we commit ourselves to pray for this family, to do our best to support and encourage. Welcomes your presence, encourages the development of godly living, and assists families to bring up their children wisely and well. And as far as we are able, to encourage Harrison and Sophie towards a personal commitment to Jesus. And to that end, we ask for your help. Amen. Okay, brilliant. Now we're going to pray for Sophie and Harrison.
Cool.
I'm going to pray for you. Is that all right? Great.
And you will
pray for you as well, Sophie.
Well, Father God, we thank you for the wonderful gift of children. And we thank you that you alone are the author of life. And we thank you for the miracle of new birth. Thank you that you knew Harrison and Sophie before they were born.
We pray today for good health and that you will keep them safe as they grow up. We pray for their education, that they will find themselves in good environments to learn, to flourish, and to develop skills that they can use for your glory. We pray that you would provide them with everything they need, including strong, healthy relationships, and one day the perfect life partner who will love, honour, and support them if that's the path they choose to take.
We pray that you will bless them with every spiritual gift, including spiritual wisdom, great faith, and great understanding from you. We pray that you will guide them every step of their life journey, that you would watch over them coming and going, and that they would have incredible adventures with you. Would you surround them with your love and your joy and peace, and give them a supernatural strength, boldness, and courage to follow you.
May they learn to grasp how big, how wide, and how deep your love is for them, and to know you with them every step of every day, at home, at school, and in play. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fantastic. Well, why don't we give this family a round of applause? Haven't they behaved so well? That's excellent, all four of you. So if you'd like to sit down, we're going to sing one more song. God bless you.